Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perakuf. Tehillim Perakuf 100. This takes us, as we get through this parak, two-thirds of the way. There is 150 prakim in Tehillim. We'll have to see how we do Kuf Yotes, but this takes us through two-thirds of the way officially. So Mizmor Lasoda, famous parak, Mizmor Lasoda, we say this every morning, the parak relating to Hodah and thanks to Hashem, Hariyo Hashem Kol Haaretz, cry out to Hashem, the whole land. Mizmor Lasoda. We know the minhag is to say this every morning. The Shulchan Aruch says that we should say this based on the Rishonim. We should even say this bin negina. Not too many things in the Shulchan Aruch does he say that you should say bin negina with a tune. That's what negina seems to mean. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Nun Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says Mizmor Lasoda Ishlamer bin negina shekal Ashiros Asidos Libatel Chutz Mizmor Lasoda, because he quotes a medrash. All songs are usid to be batel except for Mizmor Lasoda. This medrash is quoted by the Radak here. The Radak quotes, called tefilas betelos lasalava v'hahudaya ena betela. All tefilas will be batel, but not this one. Why? Because tefila is generally asking for things, but we're not going to ask, need to ask for things. It's all going to be perfect and given to us. Lo yitztarchu lishol tzarchei olam hazeh. So the only tefilas that are going to be needed are going to be Hodaya, not needed. The only tefillah is not going to be expressed. Kala karbanos, the medrash also continues. Kala karbanos betelim lasalavo, the karban todei no batel. All karbanos will be batel. All karbanos yachid will be batel in the future. The karban todei no batel. Why? Because there will still be a need, so to speak, to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of His goodness. Rotzel amar ki ba'am roki tefillos betelos shleitztarchu lishol tzarchei olam hazeh ki betova gadola. You call hayamim. Ve'elam el hashav adoya lakel v'chein lo yuchotim sheitztarchu lekarban chatas va'ashas. That's the negina of the Shulchan Aruch. Or Soloveitchik suggested in one of the Masorah journals, maybe negina doesn't mean dafka song, but it means with special kavana. But that is Mizmor Lasoda. Rashi connects this Mizmor Lasoda with the Karban Toda. Rashi Mizmor Lasoda lahodaya la'omra zifchei hatoda. There was a discussion in the Rishonim, is or the Achronim. Does he mean that who said Mizmor Lasoda? Was it the owner that said Mizmor Lasoda? Or was it the Levium? Levium were generally the ones that sung. So maybe they're the ones that said, Mizmor Lasoda. Rav Schwab discusses, in his Sefer that this Mizmor Lasoda, if it's really connected to Karbanos, so it should be with the rest of Karbanos, right? Earlier. Mizmor Lasoda, we put in the middle of Psuki de Zimra. Right? Put in the middle of Psuki de Zimra, and we're supposed to say in a song and slowly, as if we're counting money, the poskim say, but why isn't Mizmor Lasoda along with put with the rest of the karbanos? So it must be that it has another element too. That's what Rev Schwab. It must be that it has another element, not just about the karbanos as if we're giving the karban, but to cord it in off, as it were, based on these midrashim. However, tefillas of Hodah, with which we express our thankfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will always exist. It is a glimpse into the future when all that will remain of our personal avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be hoda'ah. And that's why it's not put with the rest of the, with the rest of the karbanos. You see, we say Mizmor Lasoda, I saw in the commentator Siddur, Rabbi Sender discusses the relationship between Mizmor Lasoda and Modim. And Modim, two times when we say thank you in the tefillah. So what's the relationship between modim? So he says there are a couple of ideas. Which one does he say? He maintains that Mizmor Lasoda is proclaimed by those who have personally suffered and passed through periods of deep crisis. Mizmor Lasoda is personal. You have Hodah about a personal crisis that one might have gone through. After the situations have been resolved, they're able to sing out their praise for the one who brought them from darkness to light. The modim, on the other hand, is a general expression of thanks, not necessarily preceded by peril or suffering. For this reason, a person can express his gratitude for Hashem's protection, which prevented evil from befalling him. So the modim is more general, and it could be preventative. A preventative, thank you, Hashem, for not putting me into a situation where I need a salvation. That's one. Two, he has another idea based on the Mabit, that the Modim in the Shmoneh Esrei is about the ability of Hashem to give life and perform miracles for us. Mizmor Lasoda is a declaration of gratitude for the actual kindness that He bestows on him. Similar type of idea. So this is Mizmor Lasoda and its place in Tefillah. So we have Mizmor Lasoda. Minhag of Ashkenazim is to stand. Maybe that's connected to the Karban as well. Mizulasoda Hariu Lashem Kal Haaretz. The whole Aretz should call out to him. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Right, most famous pasuk in this mizmar. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in simcha. Bo'u lefanav birnana. Go in front of him. Bo'u, come in front of him. Birnana in song. The Rav Hirsch emphasizes that Avodas Hashem is not about shul or about the Beis HaMikdash. Avodas Hashem, and he doesn't quote it, but it's the Radak in the beginning of Yoshua, when Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Eved Hashem. So what does that mean, an Eved Hashem? Says Rav Hirsch right here in this parak, it is regrettable that the concept of divine service is understood to consist primarily of the ritual of prayer and sacrifice in the temple and the synagogues. People think that Avodas Hashem is in Shul and in the Beis HaMikdash. This is not in accordance with the Jewish idea of Avodas Hashem. This, the true service of the Lord, is primarily and most truly performed in the process of day-to-day living. To serve God means to devote all one's energy, all the means and talents at one's disposal, and every moment of one's life to the execution of God's will. And he whose entire life is devoted to the service of the Lord in this spirit is called Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem, like the Rambam writes about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Kiddush Hashem doesn't mean the extreme moments. Kiddush Hashem means the everyday, talking properly, and interacting properly, and dressing properly. And a Kiddush Hashem, when people look, and Shehishem Shamayim Mis'ahiv Al Yadcha, when people look and are proud to connect, that's where Kiddush Hashem is. And he ends off here, Rav Hirsch. We are summoned to serve the Lord with gladness and to serve him outside the confines of the temple. For it is only if we thus serve him in our everyday lives that Bo'u, the mood of joy, will remain in our hearts as a result, which accompany us into the Beis HaKnesses. Ivdu. So it's an avoda. It's an avoda to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we know it's an avoda that we need to do. Avoda means it's not simple. Avoda means that we have to work at it. Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. We know the Gemara in Maseches Brachos discusses the Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, or Gilu Birada, where we had earlier, in Tehillim in the second parak. I think we quoted recently in one of the Shirim, the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah talks about the balance of Ivdu as Hashem b'yira and Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. Right? There has to be a little of both. Has to be a little of both. We'll start with Rabbeinu Yonah. We'll mention a number of sources that relate to this balance. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos, tells us that, based on the Gemara there, in the beginning of Parak Ein Omdin, says the Gemara, right? The Gemara there said, V'gilu b'rada b'makam g'ila shamtei ra'ada. And it's about putting these two psukim together. Al Kain, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Al Kain tzarach la'arbev zeh im zeh, k'dei sheyeh akav ha'mamutzeh, u'pashti dekor kachu, sha'af al bishay itzal basar v'adam, ha'yira v'asimcha heim davar v'hipucho, even though regarding a relationship with a human being, yira and simcha are opposite in directions, she'bishah sha'adam efachin mizulaso, who omeid nirta v'doeg, when I'm scared of someone, I stand, I shake, I'm worried. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu eneno kein, adrabba, but Hashem is different. Shekshe'ada mizbonein b'gdulaso, v'yaremi panav, yismach v'yogil b'osa yira. When we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awesomeness, we will have simcha in that yira. They go together. B'b'reisha be'emse isa, through the yira, mis'o'er l'kayim ha'mitzvos v'sas v'ne'elas b'kiyumo. She'yodea, kischaro ito u'pu'laso l'fanav. We recognize that simcha, and that's what he says. Simcha kazu timsa sha'amar apasik echad ivdu as Hashem beyira ubapasik acher ivdu as Hashem besimcha ratzalomer tavdu as Hashem beyira ubaosa yira tisamchu. When you feel awe, that should give you simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us and wants to have to do with us, even though he is someone that should remain awed in our mind. If you look in the Sefer HaIkarim. Sefer Yikarim, continuing with the Rishonim first. The Sefer Yikarim talks about the state of Simcha, and he says in Maimar Shlishi, Perek Lamed Gimel, he says, Adavar Hanosin Shleimus al HaMitzvah, Kedei Sheyusa Gal Yada HaTachles HaMechuvan, the way to do a mitzvah in its ultimate, complete sense, Hu HaSimcha. Ki HaSimcha Nosenes Gemar Ushleimus El HaDavar HaNifal. If we do a mitzvah in one way without Simcha, that's not the ultimate. Acha poel ha echad ba'atzmok sheyasa besimcho v'tuv lev yikra maila v'kasher yasa beitzavon yikra pechisus. He quotes Aristotle, But we'll continue. Then he says, similar to Rabbeinu Yonah, Ukshiyimsa adam benafsho hamadriga azos min hayira ro'i shiyasas v'sameach b'yira hahi. When one reaches the level of yira and feeling awed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should give us happiness to recognize that we have a relationship with Him. Lefisha ze yore albrius nafsho v'shleim asichla. If we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be besimcha that we're in that state. Ula ha'ir al ze b'ir David b'makam acher. Kima sha'amar, ivdo t'shem besimcha, lo shetia ha'avoda b'schok v'kalus rosh v'derech adyotos. Doesn't mean simcha there as, you know, frivolity and surface happiness. It starts off with yira. And once you have the yira, then it can expand out. From that yira could come the simcha. Klomar, she'ikra avodas Hashem yisbarach ra'ui shetia b'yira. U'ra'ada, kishetash'er ha'nefesh ramot Hashem v'isnasu so. And once we have that, v'togel v'tismach ba'osa ha'yira v'ha'ra'ada. So it's a balance, right? It's not simcha that we would call surface simcha, but it's deep happiness. And the Rambam also talks about that. The Rambam talks about the simcha involved in Avodas Hashem. That's the last Rambam in Hilchis Lulav. Hasimcha sheyismacha adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u'ba'avas ha-kel shetziva bahem. The unbelievable language of the Rambam. The simcha that a person has when doing a mitzvah and in recognizing the love of Hashem that commanded those mitzvos, avoda gedolahi. That simcha is an avoda. Avoda gedola. It's not natural. V'chala monea atzmo misimcha zu ro'i li par mimenu. And anyone who prevents themselves from having that simcha, he should get paid from. Shenem artachal asher lo avadah Hashem lakecha v'simcha v'tuv leivav. That's in the tochacha. V'chala megas daito v'chole kavah la'atzmo. And if you try to take the simcha, focus on yourself, that's not appropriate. But David HaMelech taught us. David HaMelech didn't care what anybody else was thinking. As we know, he danced in front of the Aron, v'chein David Melech Yisrael, Amar, v'nakalosi od mizos, v'isi shafal be'inai, he says to Michal, v'nakdula ha'kavod el l'smach l'fnei Hashem, sh'nemar v'ha'melech David mefazez u'mecharker l'fnei Hashem. This is general, our state, but it's both a siman and a siba, right? We have to use simcha and therefore do a mitzvahs with that, but also it's a siman that if we're not besimcha, that means there's a problem. We've quoted often, the Dubna Magid has a pshan on a pasuk in Yeshayo. The pasuk in Yeshayo says something like, yagata bi lo avadahim. Forget the exact lashon. But the Dubna Magid, that you sweated, you worked hard, that's not avoda. And he gives the mashal of somebody who came on a boat, and when he got to the shore, they say, no, just go to your hotel room. We'll bring your suitcase soon. Says, fine. So later on that day, he sees from the window, he sees that they're schlepping his suitcase and he sees they're sweating and they're huffing and they're puffing. And he calls out to them. He says, you got the wrong suitcase. It's the wrong suitcase. They said, what? They heard him, but they're like, how does he know from so far away? So they keep schlepping and they keep moving. And finally they get closer and he says, again, it's not my suitcase. They said, how do you know it's not my suitcase? All the suitcases look the same. He says, my suitcase is light. My suitcase has feathers in it, right? You wouldn't be schlepping and huffing and puffing and sweating if you're bringing it. So says the Dubna Magid, that's what Yeshayahu Navi says, if we're sweating and schwitzing and we think it's a heavy load, we got the wrong suitcase. Rav Pinkus also says that in his Sefer here on Tehillim. He says, Ukamoshim tira adam aholich barachov. If you see somebody walking in the street, umeirim kis sheish bo otzer shel zehuvim, and he has a knapsack full of gold. Full of gold. And he doesn't seem happy. He doesn't seem like in a state of ecstasy. He must not know what's in the bag. He must not know what's in the bag. Because if you know what's in the bag, it doesn't matter how heavy it is. Says Rav Pinkus, if we realize what tefila was and what an opportunity it was, we'd be besimcha every word. If we're not besimcha, then it must be that we're not focusing or thinking about what we're involved in. And that's the Pella. That's the Pella. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes about this many, many times, all the time. Rav Moshe says, we have to have the attitude, especially to give over to the next generation, the ability of being besimcha when we have avoda. Again, we're still on this, on the second pasuk, but this is where much of the action is. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an amazing tshuva in Yaradeya Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Aleph, which he calls Hanhagas Mora B'Yeshiva. Right, he wrote this in 1972. And he says, giving some tips for teachers. This is not just content like any other subject that you're teaching. By all other subjects, the teacher's job just to make sure you get the information. And it's not up to the teacher that this the information goes into the heart and soul of the student. But if you teach Torah, limude kodesh, liro shatamid yakabil halimudim kol kach, it has to be part of him, acha talmud yeda beliba v'nafshu shezeu ikir achayim. You have to teach that this is life. Shezeu tachlis ha'amiti shel ha'adam b'ha olam, kedei sheyiskayem etzlo shmiras ha'torah b'chol prateha, so that shmiras ha'torah is to him what is natural. But he says you have to make sure it's sweet. You have to make sure it's sweet. He says, "Kfar amarti kama pa'amim." I said many times. Rav Moshe says, "Kishiyesh adam shu shomer Torah mitzvos ubanav lo daish lo yilmudu b'menu l'kaim kafkim mitzvos." Sometimes people would do the mitzvos, and their kids won't not only not follow him. Elohim ibli meisim malamid or some chasam lehefich. He might be teaching them the opposite. The kasher roen da aviem haya machshiv l'mashal shmir Shabbos who nisayun lefanav. If the children think that the father says, "Oh, such an Isayan Shabbos, I wish I could go work and make more money. Oh, what could I do?" Shveretz is any yid. The nimna v'loasa zeuchi saran gadol lechina chabana. That's terrible, because the children are going to say, "Wow, our father's on such a level, he could pass that test, right? He could be kohesh as yetzer, but us not." Aha adam hanavon, says Rav Moshe, ein lo shum nisayan mishnei ta'amim. The navon, the understanding, he realizes it's not an Isayan. Number one, he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kotzev Lo Mizanosav, right, from the beginning of the year. Lachin Afshe Inu Nosim B'li Shum Esek. Me'adam Itash Yenigzer, B'zei Asapach HaDor HaLechem. You do what you have to do. But other than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gozer. And he says, if the kids see the opposite, you see that it's very hard, then it's a problem. Skipping a little bit now, says Rav Moshe, V'hinei B'medina Seinu, Me'rov HaBracha, talking about America in the 1970s, Me'rov HaBracha, Shenasan Hashem Yizbarach, Yesh Ratzon V'Taiva Gedola Lehanos Be'olam Hazeh. Right? This is what it's about. People think that it's making feel good. V'chol HaTanugim Shekorim Hazeh, good time, says Rav Moshe. Isn't that the goal of life, to have a good time? Shegam Zeh Davar HaMakalkal HaSadam Ma'od Shemargal HaSyisro L'Tavas HaDvarim Shein Tzorach Bayam U'mashkos Ez Midosav Ad Shenefach L'Chayera. So he realized, says Rav Moshe, it's the job of a teacher to try to show it's a good time in here too. It's a good time with Liman HaTorah and Liman Musar and Yiras Hashem and Shmiras Hamidos. And he says, everybody has to work together. He says, Ha Menahel, Vaha Principal, Vaha Morim. Everybody's got to work together to be able to bring this goal to the children. But that's Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Again, so much on that pasuk. That's a little bit. Katakemach also, just one more source, Katakemach, Rabbeinu Bachai, also talks about simcha and he starts off with this pasuk, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. We continue, Du'u Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. No. Rashi says, and the Mefarshim say, this is the reason for simcha. You're B'Simcha, why? Because you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. You know Hashem is the ultimate just God. Ki Hashem Hu Hu Elokim. Rashi says, that She'ishalim L'chem Schar Pulastem, He will give you your schar. Hu Asanu V'lo Anachnu. He made us v'lo anachnu. So either lo anachnu is a kriya nixiv. Lo to him, lamed vav, we are his, or lo anachnu. He made us and he was God before we were around. V'lo anachnu, even when we weren't here. Amo v'tzon mariso. We are his nation, but we are sheep. A nation sounds like maybe there's some independence. Sheep, we're his sheep. We follow along. We follow along his instructions. Bo sha'arav b'soda chatzeros abisila. Go to the chatzeros and give praise. We've mentioned numerous times in these shiurim the Netziv's comment in Parsha Sav that the carbon toda has the shortest amount of time to eat it out of any shlamim. You just have till that night, day and night. You don't have day, night, day like regular shlamims, and you have so much to eat. It comes with 40 loaves, right? 10 chametz, 30 matzah. Four of them go to the kohen, one from each type, but 36 loaves, and they're big loaves, go to the bialim. So what is that about? Because you have to publicize. You have to publicize. When you say thank you, it's not just saying personal thank you, but you have to talk about the nisim and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. That's this public. Boch Shar Besoda. Go to the gates. Chatzeirosa Bezila. Hodulo Baruch Hu Shemo. Thank and praise Him. Ki tov Hashem la'olam chasdo. Hashem is good. Hashem is the source of all good. La'olam chasdo. It's forever. There's never an end. Va'adar v'adar munaso. La'olam chasdo. Sometimes we look at other families and we think about bracha that they have and we wish. Right? There's enough bracha out there. Ki tov Hashem la'olam chasdo. Even if another family, another person has bracha, that doesn't come on my cheshbon. Right? La'olam chasdo. It's forever. Hashem has enough to give everybody. The Adar Vadar Emunaso, and from every Dar Emunaso, His Emuna in us, and our Emuna in Him. So we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we got through 100 Prakim of Tehillim.